Taking the Deadlock Out of Wedlock. Introduction. Since there are no perfect people in the world, there are no perfect marriages. Anyone who claims he has never been tempted to think that his spouse was ornery, difficult to deal with, is either falsifying or is living in a dream world. Most people are honest enough to admit that at one time or another they have been ornery. Sometimes what appears to be orneriness in a spouse is simply that mysterious element of maleness or femaleness that seems to lead so inevitably to misunderstandings. A sincere effort to understand how the opposite sex thinks usually makes this kind of orneriness evaporate. When the moving parts of a machine are in close contact, friction is unavoidable, unless oil is present to lubricate the gears. A marriage without a healthy sense of humor can quickly get red hot. One couple that came to me for counseling seemed to have enough roadblocks and booby traps to wreck a dozen marriages. Yet these partners could throw back their heads and laugh at themselves. This was a decade ago, and I'm happy to report they are still together, and to all appearances reasonably happy. There are, however, irritations for which the oil of humor seems unable to help. In such marriages, the happiness quotient is greatly diminished or entirely absent. Yet God has some healing. Good news, which in many cases, if not all, will bring relief. We're not concerned here with things to do to make a marriage more happy. Good advice is seldom helpful when we're plagued with emotional paralysis. What is helpful is good news. Our concern, therefore, is what to believe. No matter how hopeless the situation may appear to be, at any given point the communication line between the Savior and you is good news.